It was a good team win. That was a quality team we played against, very talented, very well coached. You have a lot of credit to those guys. You know, they play very balanced as a team. I think Richie's doing a phenomenal job coaching these guys. Really doing a really good job of keeping these guys within the situations. All right, competitive and active every game. I thought their plan to come out and how they're able to move the ball. You know, some things we had to adjust to as a team. I thought Pat and his staff did a nice job adjusting to what they were doing offensively. I thought T-Mac on the kicking game was able to make some adjustments throughout the game, give some plays down the stretch. I thought Jason and his staff did a good job throughout the game in terms of using some personnel, different adjustments, help us get going some different things. But I'm proud of the way the team responded this week to a lot of things. It was a short week. There's a lot of things you come off, you know, in terms of Monday Night Football, traveling, you know, the deals we had as far as the COVID stuff with guys in and out of the building. So very proud of the way the team came out and responded and prepared through whatever we got thrown this week. So it was a good, well-earned team victory. That being said, I'll open any questions you guys have.
Obviously, every win is important, but how much more important is it for the psyche of this team heading into the bye week?
You know, look, I say it all the time. I mean, every game's important. In terms of the psyche, I think you always bring that back to just the truth of what's on tape. And we talk all the time. This is a very good team we played today. And we know that when we play our best, when we play what we're capable of, we don't do things that eliminate our opportunities to have success. We know that we're a good team, too. We just can't do things that remove, you know, our opportunities to have success. There's a very small margin of error in this league. In terms of our psyche, you know, look, our guys come back to work every week. So when you turn the tape on, you can show them the evidence of what they're doing well and the evidence of what we have to go ahead and correct and what our plan is to fix it. You know, that to me is really what brings the psyche really in the mode it's got to be in. Because when someone shows you on tape the truth of this is what you are as a team, don't worry about anything on the outside, what they're saying. Don't worry about any opinion or whatever it may be. You look at the tape, you see what it is, and let's build what we do well. Let's correct what we have to do better, and let's keep moving forward as a team. So I've seen, you know, a lot of things in terms of our players. They've responded well to a lot of situations thrown their way. And they've done a good job as a team sticking together and improving on a weekly basis.
Joe, what does that tell you?
For Zay with the testing, you know, the things that he had to go through with the testing and then to come through with the two interceptions?
You're talking about Zay? Well, he pulled his, like, best Ferris Bueller this week and didn't have to show up for work and went out and had, you know, career-type game. But, you know, he did a good job staying prepared. You know, was in all the Zoom meetings and all stuff. You could see, I mean, look, not speaking for Zay, but you can see the frustration level throughout the week. If he's in a Zoom meeting, team's on the field practicing, he's not able to be active and involved, you know, you're kind of one foot in terms of, am I going to be able to play? Obviously, when he got cleared, that was, you know, big for us as a team. And this guy went out there. He had a good day preparing on Friday. There's a lot of things he had to get in. You know, that was really the first day him moving around since the Kansas City game, you know, on Friday. So we get in there, and for him to go out there and really kind of get a different workload than a lot of other guys on the team to get his body back and moving, and then get the first reps he's going to have, you know, from a scheme standpoint, an adjustment standpoint. He did a very nice job staying engaged, staying ready, preparing. You know, we had a number of other guys on the team. There were a lot of floating pieces this week. So there was a large element of when we start talking about the actives for the game, the inactive, who's going to be available, who's going to be maybe a COVID flex. We went in this week truly with everyone has to be ready. We say that all the time. But this week was one of those deals where normally we're able to talk through some of the inactives early in the week. Anticipation, maybe it's through possible injury or game plan, how to play something. This is a week right there. I had to look the coaches in the eye in a staff meeting early in the week and say, hey, guys, just have them all ready. When we figure this out in terms of who's going to be available, we'll figure it out, but have them all ready. And I think Zay was in that crew of obviously staying ready, doing a good job preparing, and obviously came out today, and he did his job very well and made a lot of plays for us.
Joe, you talk about how they responded. What does it tell you about the group that you have, about the way they responded this week with all of the stuff that was swirling around?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of things just kind of reaffirm all things I've known about them all along. We have a very resilient team. We have a very mentally tough team. We got a team, and again, to me, the most complimentary word you can use for any group of people is team. And they stick together and they work together. They challenge each other. They come back. They respond. They come back after tough losses. You can sit there and you can lick your wounds, or you can look forward and say, what do we have to do to be successful this week? Well, ball is going to kick off today at 1 o'clock regardless of what happened last week. So we couldn't dwell on what happened, you know, on Monday night. We couldn't dwell on any previous games, success or failure in those games. You know, the team really just shows up and works hard every day, work with a good attitude. They accept the challenges we throw their way. They embrace the challenges other teams are going to give them, and they keep moving forward.
Can you talk about your running game?
I'll come right back to you, Jordan.
Can you talk about your running game, what Booker gave you, and then also when Eli had to go in there with Booker being hurt?
Yeah, I think both backs did a nice job today. You know, I thought Book and Eli both ran strong with good ball security. This is a team that we talked all week about. You know, they're a very effective team of punching the ball away from you and stripping the ball off. And you can see a lot of examples of those guys holding you up and looking for the strip out of the pile. Even on our kickoff return, same thing. They were definitely looking for the turnovers. And that's the way Richie coaches. They do a very good job of understanding the fundamentals of the game, what really makes the biggest impact. And that's, you know, the turnovers, penalties, mental errors. So we knew going into this game that was going to be a big part of it. We had to make sure that we had very good ball security. We didn't give them any extra opportunities. And we had to make sure that, you know, we were able to capitalize on the opportunities they gave for us. But in terms of running game specifically, you know, the offensive line did a very nice job, you know, moving the ball. You know, look, they got really good defensive front. They really do. They're penetrating front. They're very disruptive getting up the field. You have to deal with an element of size and speed. They're very long. They play with good extension. So this team does a very good job disrupting your running game. We're able to go ahead. I thought the game plan put together this week, you know, with the offensive staff, they did a good job of seeing what we do well and what we can match up against them in terms of what our teams had success. I thought they found the right formula with that. And we also left enough flexibility in the game plan, because we always do, but this week especially, not knowing who's going to be available, that as we lost Caden in the game, you saw a lot more of Cunningham playing that kind of jumbo tight end and able to go ahead and create some situations that we could run to favorable looks and create situations that we wanted to see certain looks on the field from their defense.
What's the difference in this defense the last 3 weeks? I think really you look way more the last 3 weeks kind of like you did last year, whereas early in the season you didn't.
I see the team as a whole, but, you know, directly, you know, on your question about the defense, I just see guys improving. When you talk about, you know, what helps you improve, to me, you just keep it simple. You go back to what's really important in this game. It's fundamentals. You know, you go back to playing with, you know, good zone vision, good man leverage, good breaks on the ball, good footing, you know, good anticipation, not having bad penalties within the game. We got to keep playing with better pre-snap focus and post-snap execution. Got to keep doing a good job of that. But in terms of this defense, of why they're, you know, improving in terms of, you know, doing it, to me it comes back to just how they stay committed to working every week. You know, one thing I've seen a lot of the situational improvements of, you know, red zone defense improving throughout the season, the two-minute defense improving throughout the season, you know, finding different ways of creating pressure, or if we're not getting a lot of pressure, having coverage combinations to change it up. The other thing, too, is these guys are really learning how to communicate and work and play next to each other. Pat had a couple calls that he literally drew up in the sand. We talked about last night in the staff meeting. Whatever we got to do, we understand who this team is in offense, defense, kicking game. You got to make an adjustment. You know, get it. I don't want to come out of this game and have a, if we could only get to this call, what helped us. So Pat and his staff sat there. They drew up a couple calls on the sideline. The guys understood the fundamentals of how to play it, communicated well, and they were able to go ahead and make some plays on it. And that was big for us.
Joe, you came into this game with only two running backs. I mean, one halfback and one fullback. So when Booker goes down, do you in your back of your head think, you know, oh boy, now we only got one. It's a fullback.
Well, Cullen can play as well, too. Colin Gillespie is, you know, he works all the time in practice. He's played for us in preseason as far as scrimmage stuff. Yeah, I mean, this guy can play too. So, I mean, everybody's accountably productive at their position. So, in terms of coming to the game, we came in with three backs. So, it was Booker, Penny, and Cullen. So, they were all ready to go.
The fact that, though, when you were going to run the ball, and Eli was the only one back there to run the ball, he gets, you know, 21 yards on two carries where, you know, everyone knows what's coming, sort of. You know, how – with an offensive line that often does not able to do that, how satisfying is that you get to feel with that kind of scenario?
Well, it shows to me we're becoming a balanced team. You know, and balanced teams can run when they have to run and throw when they have to throw. And that was a situation in the game where we had to go ahead and run as much time off the clock, be productive moving the ball, try to keep their offense off the field. So it became obviously in that situation, not that we didn't throw it, we did throw it, but it became more of a primary. We want to run the ball and be productive moving the ball. That Eli did a good job as far as breaking tackles and extending the offensive line. The tight ends did a good job as far as, you know, getting it going and making the blocks and moving them off the line of scrimmage, take advantage of it. Look, we have confidence, say it all the time, we have confidence in all of our players. We really do. You know, I don't blink no matter who's in the game. When they come over and they tell me Booker's down, you know, my thought process is he okay? I'm never worried about, oh, no, he's out, who's in. To me, it's okay. They all prepare. If they're at the game, they should be prepared.
So you mentioned Pat Jones and plays up in the dirt. Were any of those on that last drive?
Yes.
Anything particular you can mention?
I'm not going to go too specific into it, but he had a couple calls that he made adjustments on the bench before going out to that last drive. You know, you talk about, you know, the guy that was killing us was Waller. I mean, that guy's a good player now. I mean, they're finding this guy all the way down the field and seams and all stuff. He's a big target. He's got good hands. He's very fast and athletic. You know, obviously, and then, you know, Renfro early in the game too. I mean, those two guys, they're an issue to deal with. And then you start tying in the backs. You got to focus on 83 and 13. And Richie did a good job with Greg and those guys, obviously making the adjustments and, you know, Carr fine in the backs underneath. So they kind of created the handoffs by just through the checkdowns.
This is a quick follow. You guys have obviously had some difficulties in fourth quarters this year. It's hard for guys, maybe, you know, that's maybe in the back of guys' minds or not. What did you make of that last defensive stand? You know, because that's a pretty stressful time, obviously.
Yeah, obviously that was a big part of the game, you know, to end the game that way, end it with a turnover, you know, and I'm always talking through all the scenarios. So as that's happening, I'm clicking back and forth and talking to Jason. Okay, Jason, I'm going to use a timeout coming up here. Just be thinking about if we're down, okay, is it a tie game? Are we down by one if they go for two? And we got two timeouts. Let's think about getting in range for a field goal. Let's think about what we need. Start going through the menu. You know, clicking back over on the defense. Okay, what are we thinking here? You know, one of them, we want to call a timeout based on seeing what they're going to do. So, you know, I used that timeout in that instance to make sure that we had an understanding of offensively what they're looking for out of that personnel grouping, you know, what they want schematically to match us with. And that was something that matched up into what Pat was kind of drawing up on the sideline. So we had kind of a new call, new personnel grouping from them. We wanted to make sure that we were on the same page, you know, ended up being productive for us overall.
What did you see from Marche? Obviously, he's come on the last couple of weeks, but that final play from your eyes, did you see the play as it was happening?
Yeah, I could see him kind of, you know, making his way and getting to the block and getting to him. But I'd say this guy just works hard. I mean, he's a guy that when you watch his tape coming out, we liked him. Obviously, we didn't get him in the draft, went to Pittsburgh, and we were able to get him through the 53 cut. So that was something that when it happened was very good for us. I see a guy, he works hard. He's got a high motor. He's really learning the game. You know, he's got a skill set like all these young guys do, but all these rookies are really truly learning the game. When we start talking about the pass rushers on the edge, you know, you look at these guys throughout the league, throughout just time, it takes these guys a little while to get caught up. There's a big difference between playing against the tackles and the protections in the NFL versus college. It's just reality is it's very different. Every one of those tackles, they're big, they're long, they're more athletic. They play with better anticipation. Normally, it's tough to get these guys off the spot and just go ahead and walk across their face. So you have to have, you know, what's your main move, what's your change up, what can you go to, you know, in a situation. But he's done a good job being productive for us. He's made some plays in a run game. He's made some plays now in some pass rushes. He's doing a decent job for us in the kicking game, like every player. There's a lot of things just keep developing. This will be a good week for him in terms of, you know, coming off and have a couple days this bye week of getting a better understanding of some things we get through this stretch of the season. But I see an improving player right there.
Kadarius Toney didn't get a target until, I believe, the third quarter. He tried a couple gadget plays early, but why was it so difficult to get him involved in the passing game? What takes a long time?
We want to get all of our receivers involved. Obviously, they did a good job taking these guys away at different times. You know, a large part of our, you know, game plan today obviously turned in the run game. We're running the ball very productively. So we're moving the ball. KT made a big play for us, getting the first down a stretch right there. That was big for us. You know, Kenny made a couple big catches for us as far as moving the ball. You know, but again, we're going to kind of, you know, go through the game plan and take what the defense presents with us. And we had the opportunity today to get the run game going. And I'm not sure the exact statistics all the way, but, you know, had some production in that was beneficial.
Is he limited physically at all? Is he limited physically at all at this point? He had the ankle recently and then.
I think everybody in the National Football League has something at this point. So, you know, in terms of that 100%, once camp starts, no one's 100% for the duration of the season. So I'm not going to go specifically into what it is. Obviously, he was medically cleared to go out there and play. I think KT is a guy that plays through a lot of things. He's a tough dude, plays through a lot of things. So, you know, he doesn't ever use that as an excuse, and we don't either.
Coach, did you get an explanation for the first quarter, the unsportsmanlike on the punter? What was the explanation? What did they see to call that?
I don't know exactly what they saw. I'm going to look at the tape myself. It didn't look like he went to the head area. And I think he just explained to us that he saw, you know, Coop coming up the field, made a missed tackle. He stuck his foot in the ground and looked like he went up to, we call it, next level and make the block of the person in front of you and get the thing creased and going. I don't know if he even knew at that time it was a punter. We're not going to take cheap shots on anybody, quarterback, special, whatever it is. But at the same time, if it's an interception or it's a return and there's somebody in the way where you're going to run the ball, you know, you've got to block them and open up that seam. I have not seen the tape. I caught a bit out of the corner of my eye. I'm going to take a look at it right there. And if it's anything, you know, we have to correct, we'll correct. Okay. A couple other guys. Anyone said something before we go?
Just Joe, big picture-wise, you know, this is around the time last year where you guys started to put it together. And you talked about eliminating mistakes. Wondering if, big picture, as you look at this team, if you see some similarities as you won 2 or 3 to when you started to win 4 straight last year and started to have some success. Do you see some similarities, big picture-wise, to things?
I think it's easy to draw parallels between a lot of different situations that we've all been through in the past. This is its own team. It's a completely unique and different team than last year. The important thing for us is to keep improving and playing better ball every week. I say all the time, the goal is to be the best team you can possibly be at the end of the season. And I see us improving week by week. We got to keep on that trend, make sure we come back, get as healthy as we can, get rest over this next week, but then also at the same time, take advantage of the time we have to improve going forward. And then we got a tough stretch coming up, so we got to come back ready to play some, you know, our best football.